Track 105. Unit 9. Vocabulary and Listening. Page 88. Exercises 4 and 5. Listen.
I'm speaking to Tamsin Reynold about her new book, You Can Do Anything. The book is about incredible teenagers and the things they've done. Now, you've spent 2 years writing this book, Tamsin. Have you enjoyed doing it?
Yes, I have. I've travelled around the world and I've met some amazing people. For example, I went to a brilliant concert in New York. The music was fantastic and the composers were only 14 years old.
So there are lots of creative young people out there.
Yes. One of the most amazing young people I've met is Kelvin Doe from Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone is a very poor country, but that hasn't stopped Kelvin. When he was 13, he collected rubbish and used it to build radio equipment. Then he opened a radio station for his community.
He made a radio station from rubbish.
That's right. And he was the DJ, of course.
Young people like him can really make a difference, can't they?
Absolutely. Take Annie Wignall, for example. In 2000, when she was 11, Annie started a website called Care Bags for Kids. The idea is simple. People make bags and put useful things in them. Then, Care Bags for Kids send the bags to children around the world. She's helped thousands of people with her website.
That's great. Now, I've read your book, and I think my favourite section was about sports people. Can you tell the listeners about a few of them?
Yes. One of the most amazing people in the book is American climber Brooke Rabutu. She started climbing when she was just 4 years old. Now she's a teenager and she's broken 2 world records. She's climbed all over the world. Then there's Laura Dekker from Holland. She sailed around the world alone when she was 16. That's 43,000 kilometres through stormy weather and terrible seas.
That's so brave.
Yes, it is. But in some ways, I think the bravest people in my book are disabled people, like Taylor Howell. Taylor can't see, but he played American football for his high school team.
How did he do that?
He used the voices of the other players to find his way and score touchdowns.